second pack of challah, Mishnah hour. Hey, tzutzah, shenichmasu le'aret, chayovim b'challah. Produce, grains that were grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they came into Eretz Yisrael, they're chayiv and challah. The idea behind it is because the chayiv of challah is not where the grain grew, it's where it was made into a dough. Since the dough was made in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayiv b'challah. Yotzim mikam l'sham, if they left Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Lezer Machayev, Rabbi Lezer says they're still Chayev, Rabbi Kiva Poitev, Rabbi Kiva says they're Potev. Now the question is, what are we talking about? When did they leave? At one point of the time did they leave? Did they leave, in the case of Chala, after it was made into a dough, before it was made into a dough? So the Afreinim bring that we're talking about a case that the Kiva Potev is only if the dough was made outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if the dough was made inside Eretz Yisrael and was ready in the Tzchayiv, the Chal in Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that it won't lose the Tzchayiv Chal by taking it out of Eretz Yisrael. Same thing applies for produce that was grown in Eretz Yisrael. If it was grown in Eretz Yisrael and taken out of Eretz Yisrael before the Gemar Malacha, before it was processed, then there's room for discussion if it's still Chayiv and Trumas and Maishas. But if it was processed in Eretz Yisrael, which anything you buy in Europe or in America, South Africa, wherever you live, was already packaged and processed in Eretz Yisrael and then shipped out to Chutz Lars, it's definitely chayv and shumas and maizes. And therefore, you have to be careful if you buy produce that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, sold in Chutz Lars, very often the shumas and maizes were not properly taken in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you'd have to take it yourself in Chutz Lars.